On a global scale, the baby's arrival breaks new ground for centuries-old royal family. But at home in Windsor, it's all about two new parents marveling at their little prince. Queen Elizabeth, who's 93, decides whether the baby, who is seventh in line to the throne, receives an official royal title. They are aware of the international platform they have. By now, they are enjoying time with their baby boy, says the couple's friend. They could be anybody in the world right now and are not thinking about what comes next. It is about them enjoying the time as much as possible. In the weeks leading up to the birth, the couple carefully kept the world at bay, announcing that they would not be stepping out for a hospital photo op the way Harry's brother Prince William and sister-in-law Princess Kate have done with their three children. They also opted to keep the planned location and details of the birth private, choosing instead to let their baby take his time as they settled into their newly renovated cottage home, just a short walk down the hill from Queen's Windsor Castle. They weren't anxious at all, says Martin, who visited Frogmore Cottage in the weeks ahead of the baby's birth. They were hanging out in their backyard, cooking and going about their daily lives. They're both very calming personalities. There was no pressure. They were just like, the baby will come when it's ready. And while fans had seen Meghan since her last outing in March, at home she was glowing. She looked incredible, says the source. The radiance that moms get, she was 10 times that. She's also very health conscious. Her diet during this pregnancy has been very strict, foods that were good for her and for the baby. She's not a junk food kind of person anyway, but she was definitely more conscious about the types of food she was eating because it was her first pregnancy. If there are any first-time parenting nerves, Meghan has her mom, Doria Ragland, on hand to help support her. Ragland, who has her own room at Frogmore, flew in from Los Angeles before Easter to be there for the birth. She's super excited, says the source. She and Meghan are so close. Adds the couple's friend, Harry gets on really well with her too, and new mom wants her own mom around at this time, so it's great. Of course, the new baby's paternal grandmother, Princess Diana, is not here to celebrate, an absence noted by all those who have felt protective of Harry since the day Diana introduced him to the world on the steps of the Lindo wing of St. Mary's Hospital in 1984.